Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
See more racial equality.
So I would like to see more women stand up and be more respected.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Thanks for tuning us in here on a Thursday morning. Right in the middle of February on the 15th. 7:45 now. Three big things. New federal tax law could boost Kansas tax revenue by $500 million.
Two.
Second suspect arrested in Wichita homicide. Police looking for two more suspects.
One.
High school shooting leaves 17 dead in Florida. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Still got an injury traffic accident. Westbound Kellogg at Washington. They've closed the right lane there. That's closed. You can expect delays. Avoid it if you can. And westbound Kellogg at Washington. Traffic update from KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman, East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, home of the $34.95 oil change.
Sure hope you've been enjoying the weather the past day or so, because we're going to have one more day and then another change. Mostly cloudy and warm today with a high of 75 degrees. Wednesday's high, yesterday's high was 72. Mostly cloudy and cooler tonight. The overnight low, 23. Down to 23 tonight. Now, Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler. Tomorrow's high, only 39 degrees. Now, partly cloudy, 62 degrees. We have a southwest wind, and it's gusting to 22 miles per hour. Find the comfort of a hat. Express your personality. Go to Hatman Jack's and find your own style. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. It's at the Clock Tower in Delano, 601 West Douglas, Hatman Jack's. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Ted, Ash Wednesday yesterday.
Yes.
When people traditionally get their ashes on their forehead and the beginning of Lent formally. And here we are, taking off for Lent. And then we goes right up to Good Friday and Easter. You know what day Easter's on?
It's April 1st.
April 1st this
Sunday,
year.
Sunday, April 1st.
There you go.
First time that's happened since 1945.
Ooh.
Last time Easter was on April 1st.
Okay. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll. This is the exciting survey that's sweeping the nation. It's on our webpage, knssradio.com. What is your level of interest in the Winter Olympics? We gave you four choices. And I follow the success of Team USA and catch the highlights, 11%. I watch live coverage every day, 22%. I'll watch an event or two if nothing else is on, 30%. And who cares about the Olympics? 37%. So you could say there are a lot of people who don't care, but also, as you pointed out earlier, there's a lot of, you look in those, there's people who have
two out of three, you're consuming at least some of it.
Yeah, at least some interest for about two out of three. So there you go. Traffic deaths on U.S. roads fell slightly in 2017 after two straight years of big increases.
Hmm.
But a leading safety organization that compiled the numbers says it's no cause for celebration. The National Safety Council today estimated that 40,100 people were killed in traffic crashes last year, down just under 1% from the 2016 total. And the group said it's too early to tell whether the small decline means a downward trend after a two-year spike in deaths that was blamed largely on people driving more miles as the economy improved, as well as increased distracted driving. I don't know. It seems to me that distracted driving is a big problem. I don't know what they said. When you're at the police department, of course, you wouldn't look into that. When you go down to check with the police every day, they're not into traffic much, unless there's a fatality, right? And from time to time, they will talk about that. But I just wonder how many, with the traffic officers out there, how many distracted driving violations I'm of sin.
Sure
quite a bit.
I'm sure they see it constantly. You see it constantly when you're in your car.
Was it yesterday?
It's everywhere.
Yesterday, the day before, on the way home around the noon hour, way home going across town, the police were just, they were out. They were out in the cars, and I saw two or three motorcycle police officers.
That's what the motorcycle cops are.
The weather finally got to where they could handle it, you know, because it was been terrible.
They're there for you.
And so, you know, you may see them out today, so keep an eye out for them. Just obey the laws and you'll be okay, right? Investors saw some new hints that inflation is increasing Wednesday, but they still sent banks, technology firms, and consumer-focused companies climbing. The S&P 500 index rose over 35 points. That's a good jump for S&P. Dow added 253, and the NASDAQ composite climbed to 130 points. So another fairly good day on Wall Street coming back. And billionaire Warren Buffett. Anytime Warren Buffett does anything, people pay attention.
Well,
he's got so much money for
you're that rich. Yeah.
Got a lot of money. Buffett's company revealed a new investment in Teva Pharmaceuticals and trimmed its holdings in oil refiner Phillips 66 by selling 35 million shares back to the company for $3.3 billion. Phillips 66.
See, that's where you make your money. Oil and drugs.
Oil and drugs. You can always make
that's
money
where all
there.
The money is, man.
All right. Okay, Sid, we got Shocker basketball tonight. Just real quick, you will be doing the Shocker locker room tonight, right?
Yeah.
After the game, and look forward to do that. Always have a good time. Where do you do that again?
We'll be out at Twin Peaks at 21st and Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be on the air at about 8:30 tonight.
Okay.
So come on out after the game to Twin Peaks and enjoy the Shocker locker room show.
Right. Should be good. And the Shocker's looking for revenge tonight. As they're playing but Temple, right?
Shock's taking on the Temple Owls tonight.
Right. Yeah. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted, a big production number for Spirit Aerosystems. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it's a big milestone for the Boeing 737. Spirit Aerosystems delivering 737 fuselage number 10,000. Spirit in Wichita builds about 70% of every 737 Boeing sells. Production on the 737, of course, dates back to the 1960s, so before Spirit was created, Wichita's Boeing Commercial Airplanes did the work. A Spirit spokesperson says the company will hold a special event in the coming weeks to commemorate the achievement. Wichita Dr. Shaker DeKeel was one of the investors in the Wichita Tech Company that's filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection. DeKeel's investments added up to about $500,000. According to the bankruptcy filing, and DeKeel is president of the Cancer Center of Kansas. He told the Business Journal that he learned a valuable lesson with the experience. He says, if you don't know about a company, do not invest in it. And the Kansas healthcare sector in 2017 generated $25 billion in sales. A new study from the Kansas Hospital Association says the sector in Kansas also accounted for about $14 billion in income. Hospitals employ more than 86,000 people in the state. In all, the Kansas healthcare industry employs 222,500 people. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And many, if not most, if not all of those people I've encountered have always been motivated people who do their best to take care of us. And I salute the healthcare industry. Sure,
absolutely.
Sure, the cost is going through the roof all the time. And we wish there was something to do about that, but those folks who are on the firing line out there taking care of us. You know, I had somebody, a physician's assistant, assist me this week in doing something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, usually they're in a good frame of mind. They do a good job. So,
and it usually the people who have that constant patient care, whether it's a nurse or, as you say, a doctor's assistant or whatever, they're the ones that are the most important and the ones we appreciate the most.
They are the one who are right there with the patients. All right.
You bet.
Today is National Wisconsin Day. I have a little problem with this. It recognizes the Badger State, rich in copper, lead, forest, and fertile farmland. Wisconsin became the 30th state. In 1634, French explorer Jean Nicolet was the first European to reach Wisconsin while seeking the Northwest Passage to China. It must have been on this date because Wisconsin became a state on May 29th, 1848. So,
well, then why is today Wisconsin?
That's
Day?
What I'm thinking. I'm trying to research, and I guess it's just because this is the day the Jean Nicolet arrived in Wisconsin. So they traced it back to that. The Badger State.
We can have a couple of different cans these days besides January 29th.
We could have several. We could have Steve and Ted Day.
Yeah.
You know.
There you go.
Wisconsin is definitely one of my top 50 states.
You like it?
Yeah.
I've been there a couple of times. In fact, a friend of mine, a high school buddy, got married up there in Madison several years ago, and his dad rented a bus and took about 30 of us up there to go to 700 miles up there to go to the
wow.
It was a terrible weekend.
But above and beyond.
It was in October. And it was around Lodi, Wisconsin, and it was gorgeous. That is a beautiful place.
A lot of beautiful places up there, Wisconsin.
It sure is.
Of course,
yeah.
They got Green Bay, which can be a little tough this time of year. Right, Ted?
The tundra is frozen.
The frozen tundra.
Frozen tundra.
Thank you, gentlemen. Now, 7:55. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted, the latest on that school shooting in Florida. Ted's preview of Shocker basketball tonight against Temple. Entertainment news, The Blur with Ted. An Olympics update with Fox News Radio's Simon Olin on the way. And tickets to the 20th annual Women's Fair. All coming up. Keep it right here. Steve and Ted continues on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.